Let us help you reach your peak in retirement. It's time for Retirement Elevated with Sean Lee.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. This is Retirement Elevated. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with Sean P. Lee and myself. I'm Mark Killian, hosting alongside of Sean. He's the managing partner at Elevated Retirement Group. Check him out online anytime you'd like to learn more about the team at ElevateMyRetirement.com. That's ElevateMyRetirement.com. And don't forget to share this podcast with people that you feel might find some useful information from this. You can do so through the website. You can do so through iTunes, Stitcher, things of that nature. So check it out. And also, you can give them a call anytime you'd like to talk with them one-on-one, 855-50-RETIRE, 855-50-RETIRE. Sean, how are you, bud?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I am hanging in there. Hope that you've had a good week or so since the last time I talked to you, and things are going well.
They are going well. We're wrapping down the summer and into the fall now.
I know, right? It's football season. We're back in there again. I don't know if you're a football fan or not, but I know a lot of people look forward to this time of year as well. Plus, the temperatures are coming down, and eventually the colors are going to change and all that good stuff.
Yeah, this is a beautiful time of year out here. It's really nice.
Fantastic. Well, listen, I got a question for you this week. I want to talk to you a little bit about creative tax strategies and how we can, you know, maybe stretch our nest egg to last longer. So I want to discuss this topic with you a little bit today, just for a few minutes here on the podcast. How you tap into your retirement account, Sean, can mean, obviously a world of difference to your retirement. Sometimes going against popular thinking can pay off. So enlighten us a little bit about this and what we can maybe extract from here.
Yeah, tax planning is by far one of my favorite subjects when it comes to building an income plan. I know it sounds odd, but what I found is that if you can build a really good tax strategy that coincides with your income plan, that's going to have a dramatic effect on your overall success of your plan.
Right.
Now, so what I did is I wanted to put together some ideas and some samples, but really take a little bit of time and talk about what most people see when they meet with an advisor.
Okay.
And why conventional wisdom, I believe, is probably the wrong way to go, and how we can prove it.
Okay.
So we'll just take conventional wisdom. When it comes to tax planning, what does your advisor always tell you? You know, say I've got a 401k, say I've got a Roth IRA, and say that I've got an after-tax brokerage account. Most commonly what will happen is that the advisor will come to the individual and say, listen, let's sequentially pull income out from your accounts, and let's use your taxable account first, your post-tax money. We want to keep your tax rate as low as possible, and we want to defer out your IRAs. And you hear that all the time because, oh, the deferral is more powerful. Now, I would argue that that's probably a wrong way of thinking for a number of reasons, but the first one is if you spend down all of your taxable assets and then you're into your IRA, and you have a catastrophe where you need to pull out $20,000. The only place that you can go is your IRA, and that increases your tax burden for that year.
Right, right.
So you're really getting 75 cents out on the dollar if you're in a 20% Fed and 5% state tax bracket. And it becomes even more catastrophic in the plan if you follow that conventional wisdom. So I thought, okay, if I'm going to talk about conventional wisdom versus unconventional wisdom, let's put it to task and let's create a scenario where we can see, is this going to work or not? So I did. You know, maybe I'll try to paint a picture of a married couple of, Joe and Jenny. They're 66 and 65 years old. And Joe and Jenny are looking to retire in a year. And they've done a pretty good job. They've saved about $680,000. And Joe has $500,000 in a 401k. He has $125,000 in a taxable account and then $54,000 in a Roth. So he's got a tax-deferred account, a tax-free account, and then a taxable account. Now, conventional wisdom, his advisor would tell him, pull money out of your $125,000 taxable account first, then out of your $500,000 IRA, and then use the Roth last. And so we took that conventional wisdom, and then I added in some other hypotheticals, which I don't think are out of line. I used a 6% rate of return. Not light the world on fire, but not ultra conservative. And I used a 3.28% annual rate of inflation. But they need $30,000 a year net in their pocket to live. So that's what they need to pull out of their retirement accounts. So they've got $680,000, they're earning 6%, 3% inflation, and they need to pull out $30,000 a year. Now, this is where the fun begins. If we do that, we start to create that $30,000 a year of income by using conventional wisdom. Interestingly enough, the individual, or Joe and Jenny, they run out of money at 88 and 87.
Okay.
So why did that happen? Well, we didn't pay taxes up front, but then that middle pot, we had to start to withdraw more money from the IRA, and it put a little bit more stress on it because we had to pay taxes. And so then I thought, well, that's not good enough. I don't like a success rate of 88, 87. What happens if we started to think about things unconventionally? And what happens if we then said, you know what, let's flip things around a little bit. Let's pull money out of the Roth IRA first, the IRA or 401k second, and then the taxable account third. I didn't change any of the returns. I didn't change any of anything else. But by flipping around the sequence in when I withdrew money, the accounts then lasted until 93 and 94 for Joe and Jenny. We just flipped the sequence. We pulled the Roth money out first.
Huh. Wow, interesting.
Now, the reason that happened is that you hit the IRA money quicker.
Okay.
And you let the taxable accounts continue to grow. And towards the end of the plan, it's all post-tax. But then I thought, you know what? That's not good enough. Again, what if we really put some thought into this? And what if we, instead of pulling money out sequentially, started to simultaneously pull money out of the accounts? So we didn't just use one count over another. We used all three in conjunction with each other. So we pulled money out of the taxable, out of the Roth, and out of the IRA all at the same time. Now, the ratios would be a little bit different. But by doing this, what it does is it lowers the annual tax burden on Joe and Jenny's federal income taxes. So they're paying less in taxes because they're pulling some money out from Roth and out from taxable at the same time as pulling out of their IRAs. Now, by simultaneously pulling income out and by lowering their tax burden on an annual basis, they then were able to make it to age 100 and 102 from a planning perspective.
Well, now that we're living longer, that's certainly got to be a good feeling.
Well, and nothing changed. And what's cool about this is that, yeah, they were able to make it to age 100 and 102, but let's say that they didn't. If they didn't make it that long, and say they only made it to 85, all three scenarios, they still would have had assets. However, the key difference there is they had a much larger amount that could have been inherited by their family if they were simultaneously pulling out income from the three different accounts and just putting a little bit of thought into their tax plan and how that's going to work with their income plan. Had a dramatic effect on the overall plan outcome.
Yeah, so by taking some money from all three savings buckets, if you will, Sean, instead of one at a time, like you said, they're definitely putting less stress on the portfolio and potentially not giving up as much to our favorite uncle there, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So definitely some good things to think about. We were talking about creative tax strategies to help stretch your nest egg years a little bit longer with Sean P. Lee here of Elevated Retirement Group. And of course, if you've got some questions, if you're interested in the strategy or the concept and you want to talk more in depth, well, you can do a couple of things. You can go ahead and just reach out to Sean at 855-50-RETIRE. That's 855-50-RETIRE. You can stop by the website, elevatemyretirement.com. Again, that's elevatemyretirement.com. But, you know, definitely give him a call, get on the calendar, come in and talk with him right here in the Salt Lake City area. And don't forget, share this podcast. This is Retirement Elevated. Share it on iTunes, Stitcher, and various other podcast platforms. And Sean, man, thanks for the information today. Really appreciate it, and interesting strategies to think about when it comes to our nest egg.
Awesome. Thank you, man. We'll talk to you soon.
We'll do it again next time right here. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast. We'll catch you later. Sean P. Lee of Elevated Retirement Group, and you've been listening to Retirement Elevated. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Investment advisory services offered through Elevated Capital Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.